This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Rebecca De Leon, a licensed MFT, providing individual group and family therapy to young adults at OPI, a residential treatment program in Woodland Hills, California. Rebecca, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Great to have you back, and looking forward to being informed and getting an update of sorts. So how does your program work with clients on the autism spectrum? Let's start there.
Well, generally speaking, they do go through the same aspects of our program that any other standard client would. We've made dialectical behavior therapy, which I'm going to speak more about, or DBT, a part of the curriculum for any level of care that we offer. So we do see value in the skills for any type of client. So those with severe emotion dysregulation, or an individual that has anxiety or depression or needs to kind of get back out in the community with work or school. So we want to help them with tools with communication, connection. Those with ASD or on the autism spectrum can benefit from all the modules. It makes me think of the mindfulness module, getting a better understanding of their emotional connection should they be somebody leaning more toward seeing things logically, which we can see in our ASD clientele. Things are a certain way or a little bit more rigid. So same thing with the emotion regulation module of DBT. Let's break things down about emotions, what they do for you, build some understanding so that they can kind of better navigate through the world and relationships with others.
I certainly appreciate your explanation to kick things off here today. Now, where does DBT fit into the work that you do?
We do make DBT flexible for all. We have three levels of care with three different types of groups. So our intensive or those that need a more kind of structured approach would receive 5 days a week DBT for an hour. Those that are in the standard or outpatient program would do it twice a week for an hour and a half. And those with more severe needs or structure would receive the more adherent DBT approach. They would have diary cards, do behavior chains, and target behaviors more traditionally with their therapist in individual therapy. That's in addition to the DBT groups. So all receive the skills groups to learn the basics and to practice homework, and they all share their homework and hopefully learn from each other. And we just utilize the DBT model to share tools for all needs of any type of clientele.
Rebecca, another question for you. What are some typical skills that would be of benefit to those with ASD? Get into some of those typical skills, if you would.
I have found that discussions about wise mind and the synthesis between the reason and emotion mind, that makes a great impact for them. So for anybody that doesn't know, a big part of DBT is mindfulness and working from that wise mind framework, which is the synthesis between your emotion and your reason mind. And I do believe it shares flexibility in the way of thinking. And introduces to them how to find a varying degree of options or choices, how to view the world, their life, and make decisions. Instead of kind of sticking to a one-way approach, it's how do we find kind of, you know, the flux of both sides of things to make the best decision for us. I do also believe that interpersonal effectiveness is quite impactful for them. A lot of our ASD population may have social setbacks. That can be common. Interpersonal effectiveness provides more of a skill set on how to use appropriate phrasing, find the way to connect and communicate with someone, as well as how do I prioritize needs in a certain interaction? Am I trying to build a relationship with this person, or I'm trying to just receive something from them or set a boundary with them? And there's so many different levels of skill set on interpersonal effectiveness, on how to work with something being the relationship as the priority, or my needs as a priority, or my own self-respect as a priority. And I think that that's also very important for those on the spectrum.
Rebecca, on behalf of eHealth Radio and our listeners, we certainly are appreciative of what you do in the space through OPI and all that you're being able to accomplish there. Really is appreciated by us. Today we are speaking with Rebecca De Leon, a licensed MFT providing individual group and family therapy to young adults at OPI, a residential treatment program in Woodland Hills, California, here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us also, what are some basic skills that the everyday person can start to use without much knowledge of DBT?
Well, I think anybody could start with some mindfulness, even if you don't know what it is, or you think it's meditation, or I have to sit there and be quiet. Mindfulness can be done anywhere, anytime, in any form, really. So I think mindfulness with just sitting and breathing, trying to connect with breath and kind of taking a pause or a timeout from your day and just sitting and observing breath. If that's something that maybe is a bit much to start with or a little overwhelming, you can even just go for a little walk or sit somewhere and observe what's around you. Take in your surroundings in a different way than you ever have before and just take notice of what you see or what you hear or what you smell. Very basic way to start a mindfulness practice, which is a huge component and kind of the basis of DBT. Another easy one to do would be some of the distress tolerance skills. So just like it sounds, it's how do we tolerate distress in our life? So how do we deal with a stressor or an emotion without making a situation worse for us? So if you thought of some ideas ahead of time, of I know when I get angry, here's what could be helpful to me, or I know when I get in a really low mood, here's what will help kind of bring me up. I just need to find something to not make the situation worse, or if you're feeling emotionally heightened, who am I going to reach out to? Is there a show that I want to watch that might kind of calm my mood? Do I need to go on a walk or exercise? Those are some very simple ideas about distress tolerance to be able to deal with something until you calm down and have time to work it through with a therapist, a friend, whoever it is that we're talking about for the situation.
And I'm sure you've seen a lot of successes in the line of work that you're in. If you would share an example of a success story, I'm sure our listeners would appreciate hearing some information in that regard.
I did have a client not too long ago who came in on the spectrum, and he was someone that we ended up putting in our intensive program to kind of monitor and provide him more structure and supervision. I've been very proud of him and what he was able to accomplish. He came in with more of a moderate functionality for social skills. He was intelligent. He was able to finish high school while he was here. So he was smart. It was socially, I would have considered him more of moderately functioning, not high functioning for the autism spectrum. So he understood the concept of wise mind and how to kind of view the polarized mindset of his reason mind and his logic and his way of looking at things, and also the strong emotions that he would feel and kind of all that would kind of grow within him. So he kind of used the two to work to kind of create a path that he wanted to follow. I want to take the emotions that I have and the strong feelings as well as, you know, the way that I look at the world, and I want to find my own wise mind and use it as a path to guide me in what I want to do to help others. So he kind of took the best of both worlds and was very creative with it. And I felt was very influential with those around him here, as well as hopefully what he will go on to do with his education and his career path. So I did introduce DBT to him, and I found that there were certain aspects of it that were very helpful to him. And he left here very successful, and I hope that he's out there doing well and doing what he wants to do.
And that is just one fine example of what you're seeing and the results that you're getting there at OPI, and really appreciate that share. Most helpful in all regards as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
In speaking about DBT and the autism spectrum population, I just think that there's so many uses out there, and I find that, you know, making DBT work for them is something that can be a great opportunity to introduce something new that maybe hasn't really been done with that population before. And you know, anybody that needs help can reach out to their local community to find where's the best place for them to receive the assistance that they need.
Rebecca, always great to have you. Thanks so much for what you do and for joining us once again. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further information online and how they can be best in contact. Where's the best place online to do so?
OptimumPerformanceInstitute.com. It has all the information there.
And that certainly works. Again, Rebecca, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Rebecca De Leon, a licensed MFT providing individual group and family therapy to young adults at OPI, a residential treatment program in Woodland Hills, California. And for all the details, visit OptimumPerformanceInstitute.com. And of course, this link will be shared within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.